Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Tehran, Iran. Iran has vowed to liberate the Golan Heights in Israel. That's the headline. Ken Timmerman joins me in a moment with more details on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
What about Iran? They're in Syria, a major player, along with Russia and Bashar Assad's military. But Iran has manipulated itself into just north of Israel, there in the Golan Heights, north of the border. They're saying they want to liberate the Golan Heights. This could really break into a full all-out Middle Eastern war, could it not?
The Iranians need to be cautious, and I tend to think they will be. They have been warned several times by Israel of getting too close to the Golan Heights, which, as most of our listeners, I'm sure, are aware, is divided up on the heights between Syria and Israel. And the Israelis occupy a portion of it, so Syria or Arab countries are not able to put artillery up there and bombard the Galilee down below. The Israelis have already hit Hezbollah fighters and killed an Iranian Revolutionary Guards general up on the Golan Heights after they had surveillance information showing that we're transferring weapons to Hezbollah that would perhaps go to other fighters either inside Israel or in southern Lebanon. The Israelis clearly have their eye on the Golan Heights, and should the Iranian regime actually move forward with this so-called Golan Liberation Brigade, my guess, Jimmy, is that they will get whacked pretty hard by the Israel Defense Forces.
Ken Timmerman in the catbird seat in Washington with details on the Iranian move to liberate the Israeli side of the Golan Heights. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The Golan Heights has been in the hands of the Jewish people for over 3,500 years. When Joshua led the Israelites into the Promised Land, God directed Joshua to give the Golan Heights, or referred to in the Bible as Bashan, to give the Golan Heights to half of the tribe of Manasseh. That's Joshua chapter 13, verses 29 and 30. Syria's president, Bashar Assad, disagrees with the scripture as to the ownership of the Golan Heights. Assad has made a commitment that he will regain the Golan Heights either through diplomacy or through military might. Assad's father, the late Hafez al-Assad, actually lost the Golan Heights to Israel in 1967 in the Six-Day War. The Assad family wants the Golan Heights back. Daniel chapter 11, verse 40, reveals that Assad's Syria will indeed try to take back the Golan Heights. However, Syria will lose, and this happens at the same time that Damascus is destroyed, and that is foretold in Isaiah chapter 17. The stage is set for these prophecies to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...